بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will continue the important lessons we learn from the biography, the life of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullahi alayh. And the past 2 weeks we had discussed various incidents regarding his life, his tarbiyat, etc. And today we discuss more incidents in his life. We have a very short majlis inshallah because Isha is late, Fajr is early. Nonetheless, Hazrat Mawlana Ihsan al-Haq Sahab, Mudda Dhilluhu, Hazrat Mawlana Ihsan al-Haq Sahab is a student of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullahi alayh. And he is for many years in the Markaz, in Raiveen, in Pakistan. So he was one of the very top students of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullahi alayh. Hazrat Mawlana Ihsan al-Haq Sahab has been to our country many, many times. He's quite old now, he's not too well also. May Allah Ta'ala give him kamil shifa and strength. He's quite elderly. And he has done sterling effort too. He says, when Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi alayh, had come to Pakistan on one occasion, so in Pakistan, he came to Karachi, and there's a very famous masjid known by the Jamaat brothers, Tabligh brothers, Makki Masjid. So this was the headquarters there in Karachi. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, came. So he was there for a few days, and of course when people heard, the ulama heard, and people heard, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is there. So all came there to meet him. So after Asr was generally the time for him to meet the people. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi alayhi, allowed the people to make musafaha with him. And there used to be long, long queues and line. The line should be very long. People used to stand in the line just to make musafaha with him. So as the people would come, great ulama, muftis, different types of people, they would make musafa, make salam, musafa, and continue. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, asked Mawlana Ihsan al-Haq Sahab, damat barakatum, there was a student, Mawlana Ihsan, after Asr, here in this masjid, large crowds of people come, and they make musafaha. So it was after Maghrib, and he asked him, Mawlana Ihsan, when I make musafaha, what dua do I make? What do I read? So Mawlana Ihsan al-Haq Sahab, Hazrat, mujhe kya pata? How do I know? I don't know what you're reading. He said, I make this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi azhara aliyya al-jameel wa satara aliyya al-qabih. Which means, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given me an outward good appearance to the people that they think so highly of me, and Allah has concealed my inside, Allah has concealed my faults. This was his humility. Generally a person coming and so many people meeting him, shaitan will trick him, deceive him, his nafs will deceive him. You're such a great hazrat, people, so big muftis are coming to meet you. At that time he would make this dua, Allah, you are concealing my faults. Allah, you just made an apparent form of me that people are thinking good of me and they're making my musafaha. So this was Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi's tawazu, humility. He was such that even the non-Muslims will come to him for dam water. There's an incident of some Sikhs. They had come there to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and they had come there just to for him with the water to blow and read for them for whatever sickness they had. So Allah Ta'ala gave them such makbuliyat. Now regarding his hadith, He says, when I started Mishkat Sharif, now Mishkat Sharif is a hadith kitab, which is done before the final year, before we do the Siha Sitta, before the six authentic hadith kitabs. So this is a kitab that is done previous to that, a year before that, which is called Mishkatul Masabih, a very great kitab, and thousands of ahadith. So, as the Shaykh al-Hadith says, that my father started this kitab with me, when he started the Bismillah of this kitab. So normally we call this Iftitah of the kitab. So whenever we start a hadith kitab or any kitab, the ustad and the student the first day, they will say the Bismillah, they will read the dua, and they will make dua, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for them, etc. So the kitab goes well, and they have the faham, understanding of the kitab, and they can make amal, and they can pass it on to others. So he said, Mishkat, Bismillah huiti, walid sab ne shuru karai, to ghusl kiya, my father made ghusl first, do rakat namaz pari, yirithu rakat namaz. Uske baad, jab Bismillah karai, to bohat der tak lambi dua karte rahe. He said, after we just started the Bismillah of the kitab, then my father engaged in a long dua, silent dua. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahman says, mujhe to malum nahi ki walid sab ne kya dua ki. I really don't know what dua my father made. Magar, main apne din mein ye dua kar raha tha, but I made this dua. Wallah, I'm starting this hadith, the mashghala of hadith, studying of hadith, now in this stage of my career. Wallah, aur ye mangta hu. That's what he said. Ab tujhse uski iltija hai. Wallah, I'm begging from you. Aur ye mangta hu ki marte dam tak na chute. That I must be involved in this learning and understanding, practicing hadith and teaching it to others right till my last days. And this is exactly what happened in Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Ramadullah's life, right till the end. Hazrat Mullah Yusuf Mutala Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ali, I mentioned to you about him already, from England, he had passed on already. So he had mentioned that, چنانچہ ہم نے اس دعا کا اثر وہاں حضرت کی وصال سے تین دن پہلے دیکھا. He said, we saw the effects of this dua of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, that 3 days before his demise, he called his son-in-law Mala Aqil Sahab, Damat Barakatum, who is now the Shaykh al-Hadith in Saharanpur. He said, bring me that certain kitab of mine, a draft copy. So they would write kitabs in their life. And it was not yet printed. So we call this a draft copy, and then it is read out to the person. Somebody is reading it. He'll correct the mistake, make some changes, amendments, and then it is ready for publication. So right till then, he told Mawla Aqil Sahab, oh, fula kitab lao, musawwada, or sunao, and make me hear it so that I can make any changes, right till the end. Then the adab he had, the etiquettes, the respect for hadith was such. And I mentioned previously in the beginning, when we did the biography of Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah was so particular that he must not read or listen to a single hadith without wudu. Now the classes before, for hours, the hours in madrasa, it's for long, long hours, and you're sitting in that position, sitting on the floor. So himself and his friend, they made a plan that whenever one of us really has the urge now, to leave ourselves, or we need to renew our wudu. So we'll just nudge each other. So I'll just nudge you. So you'll understand that now I'm going to make wudu. So in my absence, I do not want to miss any hadith. So if I'm gone to make wudu and the ustad is teaching, I might miss a few hadith. By the time I come back. So in that duration, for no reason, make up a question and ask the ustad, so that the time is now spent in that answer to that your question, by that time I can return. So this is exactly what he said. Ustad kisi na kisi tarah mashghool rakhe, taki koi hadith chute na paaye. So we don't miss a single hadith. It's mentioned in one kitab that when they used to do this, after some time the ustad realized, oh no, this is the reason that the person is going. He said, okay, don't worry now, you don't have to ask me by in Fathul Qadi, this comes, that kitab, this comes. I understand. Go make wudu and come back quickly. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali has written many, many, many kitabs. It is mentioned more than 100 kitabs. And I explained to you all previously There were many Urdu kitabs and Arabic kitabs. Those Arabic kitabs were volumes. So amongst them, there was a commentary of Bukhari, which he had also done, Lami'ud Darari. They see there was a Syrian alim at that time, very pious Syrian alim, who received the first volume of one commentary of Bukhari that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali had done. Shami Buzurg, Makkah Mukarrama, Madrasa Solatiyya Mi Ayate. So there was a very famous madrasa, Madrasa Solatiyya, right up to recently it existed, our mashaykh used to visit that madrasa, many of our akabir taught in that madrasa. Nonetheless, this Shami Buzurg comes there, and he met Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali. He kissed his hands, and then he began to cry. And as he cried, he said, Bukhari Sharif ki jo aapne shara likhi, obviously he didn't say in Urdu, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala is explaining, he said the kitab he wrote, the commentary of Bukhari, ek jild hamare yahan aayi thi, the first volume reached us, Lami'ud Darari. He said, 13 years ago, when it came to me, 13 years ago, us waqt se main dua kar raha tha, ki ilahi, uski musannif se to meri zindagi mein, is dunya mein mulaqat kara de. Oh Allah, tu meri zindagi mein, make me meet this person, the author of this kitab, in my lifetime. 13 years ago, he had been making this dua, every single day, alhamdulillah, aaj meri dua qabool hui. He got so happy, he said, today, Allah Ta'ala has answered my dua. I mentioned to you the other commentary that he had written on Muwatta from Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali. Imam Malik, Maliki Madhab. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is a Hanafi. But the commentary he wrote is a masterpiece. Awjazul Masalik, volumes. So, Shaykh Alawi Rahmatullah Ali, when he read the kitab, he looked again at the cover. He said, if I didn't see it was a Hindi alim who wrote this, I would have definitely thought it's a Maliki. I didn't realize it was a Hanafi. So such a great person wrote such a great kitab. So obviously he got very happy and he gave his good sentiments about it. He praised Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah passed away, Hazrat Shaykh Quddisa Sirruhu ki Baqi mein tadfeen ke baad, I mentioned to you last week that he is buried in Jannatul Baqi, the sixth qabr just past Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha's qabr. So it's a very Mubarak area and he's buried there. So he said, after they buried Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, jab hum log wapas madrasa shari'iyya mein, qiyam gaah mein pahunche, and we came back to a madrasa, they found many people came now for condolence, express their condolences, for ta'ziyah, they came to Mawlana Talha rahmatullah. Hazrat Mawlana Talha was Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah Ali's son. Bay Talha they would call him. And so people came to make ta'ziyah to him. So they say that whole room was full of some type of fragrance, a very nice smell. So they thought some visitor had applied some type of perfume or ether, and because of him now, that whole room is smelling. But you see, the moment Mawlana Talha went out of the room to go and change his clothes, the smell now became less, he disappeared. When he went upstairs to his home with the woman folk were there, the smell is there again. They realized when he had gone into his father's qabr to bury his father. And because of that, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala made it such that a certain type of fragrance came out. Like the ether they say you apply by Hajar Aswad in the Kaaba, something like that. It came out from his kafan, from his body, and because it touched Mawlana Talha Rahmatullah Ali's kurta, that was the perfume that came out. Mawlana Yusuf Mutala writes it, qabr ki mitti ki khushbu. The smell that came out from the sand of the qabr of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali. Many buzurgs, Allah Ta'ala made it such, like very famous Sheikh Ahmad Lahori, Mullah Ahmad Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, from his qabr for long, musk fragrance would come out. And people would actually go to his qabr and begin to steal the sand from there because of that fragrance. And they would take it home until one buzur saw that. And now they're going to be desecrating their qabr. They made dua to Allah Ta'ala to stop it. There are a few things that we find in the life of a wali of Allah, because of the great concern for salat, for ibadat, especially when they're traveling, then they do not want to miss the salat. They want to read the salat on time, properly. Unlike many of us, Allah forgive us, when we're traveling, we don't even worry about about salat times. Namaz become qaza. I mentioned so many times, we're going for hajj and umrah. And the plane is full of only Musliman. Yet salah time, half the plane is just ignoring time for salah or fast asleep. So, certain karamat we see of the friends of Allah. Khilafi ma'mool hawai jihaz ka utarna. You see, Hazrat ne England ka pehli martaba jab safar farmaya, to British Airways ka jo jihaz, Jeddah se London, bila tawakuf, 6 ghante mein pahunchta tha. He says, they used to have a flight from Jeddah to London. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith used to stay in Madina Munawwara. So he traveled from Jeddah to London. Now he's going to Maulana Yusuf Mutala Rahmatullah, his madrasa, his safar is in England. So in any case, it was a 6-hour flight. So Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah is traveling on his British Airways with some of his satis. Hazrat ne hasbe maamool pehle hi khana peena tark kar diya tha. He knew 6 hours flight, it's going to be very difficult for me to go to the toilet and wuzu, etc. So he stopped eating long ahead of that, so that he does not even eat anything on the plane. The moment we sit in the plane, patkos comes out and we start to chow and eat, and mashallah. These people are worried about wuzu mustn't break. There's no need to go to the toilet. Anyway, 6 hour journey, it so happened. Even though Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith didn't eat, didn't drink anything, suddenly after a certain time, he had the urge to relieve himself. Istinja ki nubat aayi. Now, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is asking them, what are we going to do now? Because this taqaza. So he asks, London pahunchne mein kya der hai? How long to reach London? They told him, Hazrat, taqriban 3 ghante, another 3 hours. Now, whilst the plane is traveling, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, they were worried that he would feel very dizzy and is going to cause him some nausea if he has to go to the toilet while the plane is traveling. So he finds it very difficult now to go and relieve himself at that time. So, chalte jahaz mein istinja ke liye jaane mein hazrat ko sar chakrani ka dar hua. Hame bhi fikr hua ki kya kare na, we worried. Khadim is saying, what do you do? Hazrat needs to go toilet. Itne mein captain ne achanak elan kiya. At that very moment, suddenly there's a call from the captain. He's saying something. Hazrat asks, oh, kya keh raha hai? What is he saying? Then the khadim said, Hazrat, the captain is saying that normally this flight is from Jeddah to London 6 hours non-stop. But they have been given some information. Hame Rome ke matar se peygham mila hai. We receive information from the airport in Rome ki hartal ki wajah se there is a riot, there is a protest there, and jo musafir matar par pare hue hai, unhi lekar jao. So because there were some people who were stranded now in the airport in Rome, there were some riots and protests taking place in Rome, there were some passengers who were now left behind, so this flight had to stop in Rome at that time, pick up those passengers and then continue. So Allah Ta'ala, this is what he makes a plan for them. Sunkar Hazrat muskuraye. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith smiled. Aur matar par jihaz ke utar jane ke baad, Hazrat aaram se istinja se farigh hue, tab dobara jihaz manzil ki taraf badha. At the Rome airport when they stopped, he was able to go relieve himself nicely, everything made wudu, and if they had to read salat, whatever it was, with ease and comfort. And another similar incident happened again, a second time when he was going to England. Now he was traveling from Zambia. So from Zambia to England. And this was at night. Raat Isha ke waqt, 8 baje, at 8 o'clock. So now obviously, in the night is easy, but Hazrat asked, what about Fajr namaz? So Fajr they had to read while they were traveling. So now he is worried about his wudu. So Hazrat ne shuru hi se farmana shuru kiya tha. Hazrat from the beginning told us, jahaz mein itne ghante tak musalsal wuzu rakhna, to everybody make sure you keep your wuzu. Imagine the night, jabki raat ka waqt bhi hai, it's night, mushkil hai, jahaz mein istinja, wuzu mushkil. It's difficult to make wuzu now, even to remain awake. Nonetheless, it so happened, around 4 o'clock, now, Hazrat asked, is it time for Subah Sadiq? We said, no, just now. Hazrat said, now what do you know about istinja, wuzu, and things like that? Again, there's a concern now, because now they need to make wuzu. They need to make go istinja, make wuzu, etc. Another similar thing happened when the announcement was made in the plane that there is a very heavy traffic at Heathrow Airport. It will mean now we have to keep on hovering above the air and go in circles. And for that duration of time, we don't have sufficient petrol. We don't have sufficient fuel. So now we are forced to make a landing at Tunisia. And we will stop the refuel and then continue. Allah made it such they reached nicely. They relieved themselves, they went, made the Fajr namaz with ease. This is how Allah Ta'ala makes intizam for His banda, because they are so concerned, their salat must not become qaza, the wuzu must be done, be able to done properly, everything must be done properly. So Allah Ta'ala makes this arrangement for them. Husn intizam it is called. There is a person by the name of Mawlana Abdul Mannan Sahib Mehwati, then he was Dehlavi, Rahmatullah Alayh. He wanted to take bed to Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. I mentioned to you last week. Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi told him, no, no, you go to Hazrat Shaykh al-Haris, Hazrat Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. Imagine. These were the Ahlullah. The hearts were so clean, so pure. They found, no, it's more beneficial for this person to take bed to that Shaykh. They would say, no, you rather go there. So he goes. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah calls him to his library and sits him down and is about to give him bayat, when this Maulana makes the condition, Hazrat, please, zikr askar I can't do. From the beginning I'm telling you, don't give me zikr in order to make. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith gave him the bayat. Then he tells him, see the tasbih there, 1,000 beats, give it to me. So he said, I took that tasbih, 1,000 beats. And he said, gari dekhlo, look at that clock. Then he said, uske baad farmaya, ke har dana par la ilaha illallah padhte raho. On each beat, say la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Hazrat khud bhi padhte rahe, main bhi padhta raha. He said, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is reading, I am also reading. And tasbih got finished, 1,000 times he read. Hazrat said, dekho, look at the clock. Maine dekha, ki 10 minute ka waqt bhi kharch na hua tha. It didn't even take us 10 minutes to read it. He said, yeh maine Hazrat ki sabse pehli karamat dekhi. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is showing him, way to see that la ilaha illallah is not difficult at all. It only took 10 minutes of your time. Now imagine us, we can't even leave 1,000, we can't even 100 times la ilaha illallah. Allah forgive us. Where is the will is the way. Make an effort, inshallah, carry that tasbih. If you forgot your tasbih, we got fingers. Allah has given us fingers. On the day of Qiyamah, these fingers will speak and testify on our behalf that, Ya Allah, He made your dhikr. How much time will take us? Try it out yourself today. Sit in front of the clock, go home today, and start counting. Your wife will say, MashaAllah, you became buzrug, man. So nice, every day you have a program like this. Go and check. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. And see how long it takes. Hardly takes a few minutes only. And once we start enjoying it, we'll want to read more and more. Of course, ask the Shaykh, ask an alim, what mazreed, how much mazreed. So we don't start reading too much, that our brains become khushk. I mentioned last week also, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his works that he had written, all the kitab that he wrote, he did not take any money for it. Nothing at all. And this was distributed. Imagine the Fazail Amal. Besides being translated into so many languages, it is worldwide accepted, maqbool. Every country. Urdu language, English language, and so many other languages. Imagine if Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Ramadullah has gone getting some royalty from the time while he was alive, how much he would have got. He didn't take a single cent. He made sure there was no copyright on his kitabs, on condition it is reprinted exactly how it is, without any alterations or amendments. Now, all this speaks about the ikhlas. All these things speak about the large-heartedness in trying to educate the ummah, guiding the ummah, love for the ummah so they get onto sirat al-mustaqim. Whenever he went on a journey to any institution or any place they called him, especially that's Africa or England ke jo aakhiri safar huye, usme Hazrat ki aham shart ye hui thi ki ticket apna aur apne rufqa ka khud ada karunga. His expenses for his ticket and all those traveling with him, he made this condition that nobody but himself, he will pay for it. He made this condition. The host has got no permission to pay for his ticket or to pay the money for the ticket for his satis, his khadims who are coming. He made that condition. If you can't fulfill this condition, then I'm not coming. Inshallah, when we do the etikaf that he made, inshallah, you'll see again there. Hazrat ne kisi se koi hadiyah waghairah qabool nahi farmaya. Even on the safar, both. He made sure, he told them from beforehand, don't come and present your hadiyah to me. I will not accept it. In other words, he did the safar khalisatan liwajhillah. Solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Himself, his sakhawat, his jood, his generosity, he said, people in his family who had a lot of debts, in fact, his father had left many debts. It's a long story. How was the Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi? It was such a big burden on his head, but how Allah Ta'ala helped him to fulfill those debts. Then anybody getting married, they require some money, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith will take it upon himself to bear the expenses for that. Somebody passed away, they require something, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith will. So he says, always, for his khandan, for his friends, ikhrajat, Hazrat apni taraf se ada farmati thi. Ramazan al-Mubarak mein itibai sunnat mein yeh jood aur sakha mosla dhar barish ki tarah barasti aur aane wale mehmanon mein se jinko bhi Hazrat naam se jante the unke hisse ka lifafa zarur banta. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a very great sunnat in the month of Ramadan. He was extra generous. Throughout the year Nabi Kareem was generous, but in the month of Ramadan he was even more generous. Imagine the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here we're talking about the Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. Imagine there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what his generosity was like. The kitab is mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu never said la. The only time he said la, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That's the time he said la, no. Nonetheless, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, he knew certain people, certain guests will come close to him. He'll have the envelope with some hadiyah ready for them. And he would give it to them in such a way that the man is making itikaf in one cubicle, the person right next to him, or even maybe in the same cubicle if it is open, and sleeping right next to him, won't even know what hadiyah he got from Hazrat. Ikhlas he gave. Very quietly he'll give it to him. If while giving him somebody came, he said, but just keep that and I will explain to you later on what this is for. So that person is not embarrassed also. And the other person doesn't even come to know. So chupke chupke ye kaam hota tha. Ek martaba Ramzan Mubarak ki ibtidai 3 din ki sakhawat ki miqdar 1 lakh rupees naqad thi. Just in the first 3 days of Ramadan, 10,000 rupees he had already given as hadiyah to those people. His namaz and his tilawat. Tilawat wa namaz ka haal yeh tha ki Ramzan Mubarak mein aakhiri saalon mein, it was the end of Hazrat's life, rahmatullahi, in Ramadan, his tahajjud would be for 2 hours. 2 hours tahajjud. Besides now, the taraweeh. Chash namaz mein 3 ghante. Salatul duha, 10 o'clock, 3 hours. Awabin mein 1 ghanta. Iftar, maghrib, we are going for all our savories and everything. And Hazrat will read 1 hour awabin. Yani nawafil mein, the whole day, 6 ghante kharaj hote the. Tilawat ka hal ye tha ki ghair Ramazan mein, out of Ramazan, rozana ka mamool, sare dino kamo ke saath, takriban 10 baro ka tha. Despite all his teaching and tasneef work, his writing, whatever he had, was the seer, seeing to mehman, feeding them, doing all those things, out of Ramadan, 10 paras every day. One khatam in 3 days. In Ramadan, was much more. Does it? When Yusuf Muttala Sahib writes there, he said one day, we had read about Imam Azam and Mamuni Faramatul Ali, that he would read one Quran every day in the month of Ramadan. So he said, this Ramadan, amongst ourselves, let's see how much we do. In the end we found, has a Sheikh al-Hadith, that Ramadan, 56 khatams he made of Quran Sharif. 56 khatam of Quran Sharif. So what do we learn again? As I mentioned previously, Hamari Mashaykh Yaha Sabse Bari Karamat, Ittibai Shariat, Ittibai Sunnate. The greatest thing amongst our ulama Mashaykh, and the Sheikh Ramatullah in particular, I mentioned last week, even the Sunnats, our Mashaykh, they always follow the Sunnah, they mean Ittibai Sunnat. As the Sheikh Ramatullah Ali, his Friday, his ghusl with Ihtimam, the Mamulat of Friday, the Sunnahs, entering the Masjid, coming out of the Masjid, when he's making ghusl, towards the end he became paralyzed, he required some assistance, obviously he was wearing his lungi, etc., and the Khadim is pouring the water, and the Khadim was an alim, and he started pouring from the left hand side, mistakenly. Hazrat Shaykh Ramatullah reprimanded him, bhai, Maulvi bankar hokar, you're an alim, you're supposed to know, you start from the right hand side, and you're doing from the left hand side. This much khiyal they would have. Sunnah, everything, our Ari Billah Ki Makhtar Sahib Ramatullah, was very particular in Sunnah. His Shaykh, Abraham Haq Sahib Ramatullah, known, Muhyi Sunnah, the one who brought Sunnah alive again. Everything which we won't even bother about. Hazrat Ari Billah Ramatullah Ali, if somebody had to remove his socks for him, because in the end he required some assistance, and mistakenly if they pull the right leg first, immediately he'll pull his leg back. You are pulling the wrong leg first. First you remove the left leg, then the right leg. When he's wearing his kurta or jacket or jersey, whatever it is, always the right sleeve first. Then you put on the left sleeve. When you're removing, take out the left sleeve first, then the right. All these things, we dress up, we eat, we do everything. Ittibai sunnat is not there. We claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then follow his sunnat way. And this is what we learn from our mashayikh. Allah may brighten the qabars. As we say, nawwar Allahu marqada. May Allah ta'ala brighten the qabars. It is their efforts they made. As the Shaykh Ramatullah Ali came to Stanger, such a great revival there was. The effects of that we still see today. So Allah ta'ala bless all of us, our children, our progeny, inshallah, to make ittiba'i sunnat. Whatever we've learned from these mashayikh, it's not something they just made on their own or fabricated. No, no. They followed Quran and sunnah properly. They stayed away from bid'ah. They were very, very particular to please Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why we find, specifically, we talk about the ikhlas, the sincerity, and the jood, the sakhawat, the generosity, and so many other good habits and character they had. May Allah ta'ala give us also tawfiq wa mikamal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma. Alhamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.